It says, listen,
still said, and I still say this after all these years. I stopped saying this big paragraph, but I still say this. You see it?
Yeah.
See, you with me? It says, in your wisdom, God, Kael Elyon, which means that I know your wisdom is above and beyond anything I could fathom, ta'atzil olai, that's like ve'el atzilei b'nei Yisrael in this week's parasha, this past week. It's from the same, and when Moshe's nevuah falls upon other people, the Torah uses the same word. So you see, it's may your shechina rest upon me and encompass me. Umibinoscha tivineni. So I want God of your chachma, which is what we usually call a lower level of cognitive knowledge, which is information. Give me the information, God. Now
lower
give me
what?
A higher cognitive level is bina. Bina goes comprehension. Bina is always higher than chachma.
It is, I don't know that.
I mean, usually we say women have bina, you say
higher than that.
Well, there are all kinds of das is usually parallel with chachma. The seichel, which is an inner, you know, usually we explain that as common sense or, you know, some kind of inner knowledge. Mm-hmm. All right, but anyway, here the question is, why are we using two different words of God's wisdom that falls upon us? There are a lot of different English words for these things. So, but it's important to understand. Mi binascha tivineni, give me bina to take the knowledge to other cognitive levels, right? So that I can synthesize the information and draw analysis, and maybe even as a result make predictions. I'm not a Navi, but I can, based on this information you gave me, God, use this to go to the next level of understanding. And that the tefillin between my eyes helps me have that clarity. And your chesed should just over. Now the reason why we say tagdil olai for chesed is because chesed is beyond what I deserve. Right? We can't legislate chesed. We legislate tzedakah. Tzedek means what is right. Right? Charity is not a good word for tzedakah the way we understand it, at least the etymology, because not being charitable doesn't necessarily make you a bad person, right. But not giving tzedakah does, because tzedek is legislated. You hear it?
Yeah.
So it's right. If you're not righteous in the English word, there's no word for wrongous, you know, because this is righteous because you're doing the right thing. But if you're not doing the right thing, you're actually doing the wrong thing, right? Torah says, I place before you a baracha and a klola. If you don't choose bracha, you're on the road to klola. Just okay, I just won't have bracha. I'll just be normal. No,
there's no middle ground.
Right? There's certainly a middle ground between a tzaddik gomor and a rasha gomor. You know, these levels, of course. But anyway, that's why it says v'chastachot tagdil olai. It's too big for me. Right? We don't deserve the cards we didn't get dealt. Right? And I need your gvura to stand up to my enemies, oivai, my enemies vekomai, those who rise against me. Oivai would be my enemies, just, you know, the people who rise up against me, but aren't threatening me personally. But komai are. Uvrov geuncha taharos komecha. So there we say komecha, you the rise against you. And the Medrash asks, who can rise against God? And it's a Tanchum in Parshas Beshalach, and the Tanchum answers: those who rise against Bnei Israel are rising against God. So v'yanusu misanecho mipanecho. How does someone hate God? If you hate Bnei Israel, you hate God. So okay, so v'grosot tatzmis oivai v'kamai, and I need your gvura that I can stand up to my enemies who mock me for what I'm doing, and my enemies who want to kill me for what I'm doing. V'shemen hatov tarik al shivok nei hamenorah. And this is very interesting. Give me good oil, right, in that to fill the seven knei hamenorah. This is a good Dvar Torah for Parshas Truma. Why am I mentioning the menorah when I'm putting on my tefillin? Lashpia tuvcha levriyosecha, so that I can influence all the good to the world. Posei chesidecha maspia l'chokha ratzon. Open up your hand and satisfy all the people who are all the living beings with that you should do so baratzon, that you should do so with your willingness and desire. So what's the menorah doing in the middle of all this? I understand all these other things. The tefillin gives me bina. Tefillin gives me chachma. Tefillin gives me strength. My weak hand is now strengthened because I have your tefillin on it, right? Mm-hmm. But what's the menorah doing here? So I can give you all kinds of drushes. Whatever I tell you to answer this question, because bringing in the menorah when you're putting on your tefillin just is seems to be off. Talk about the ketores, or about the daven, to, you know, like you said before. So I would suggest that the menorah has two sides to it. Right? There's a right and there's a left. And if you ever see a shavisi, you know, the shavisi with the certain words going down, and maybe what we'll do is we'll start with that tomorrow. I'll bring you a shavisi and I'll show you why what the menorah has to do with tefillin. And each one connects to the seven wrappings, and it's supposed to be a representation of the menorah. Mm. You have your menorah on your arm. Right? Now, we also have a menorah on our face. And I'm getting Kabbalistic with you, but you're younger than 40, by the way? Okay.
Yes, sir.
What?
Just kidding.
No. You see the face? You have two Kaneha menorah here. Right? There are two here. And there are two here. And the one mouth, you see, I have seven openings on my face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
Right, you see them?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have my senses, and the mouth is the main one, which determines whether it goes for a good interpretation or some bad interpretation.
The mouth is two.
So the mouth is, it counts as one. There's seven.
Two, four, six. No, two noses. Oh, two noses, right.
Nostrils. Okay. All right, so everything is in pairs. The mouth... You know, the mouth is just, if we had two mouths, we'd, you know, be in real big trouble.
So maybe it would be better, because they'd fight each other.
The mouth actually has two coverings. It has the teeth and lips. And we have Torah gave two protections for the tongue. All right. Halavai. Okay, so that's the how the menorah is part of our, you know, the tefillin shel rosh. My rosh is a menorah, and my arm I'm turning into a menorah. So tune in tomorrow for how that works. I have like, you know, those two guys who come.